Romanesque architecture, at the hand of Charlemagne, the first Holy Roman Emperor, shapes the 8th century to the 12th centuries in Europe and demonstrates the church and state united as one in power. Forms look back to Rome, like many of the retrospective styles that we'll see in this course, but never quite captured the essence. Like the architecture of the Renaissance, this is a retrospective style, studying and taking influence from the past. The architecture is characterized by heavy walls, round arches, simple details, and strong westwork, the great facades the churches present to the towns and the cities that they serve. The monastery develops as an urban substitute, as illustrated in the idealized but never realized plan at St. Gall. With William the Conqueror at the Battle of Hastings, the Norman Romanesque style is imported to England, laying the groundwork for the Middle Ages to come. The scale and ambition of the Romanesque church grows, and we can see this in the progression of three iterations of the Basilica of the Cluniac Monastic Order. Cluny III is over 600 feet long, has five aisles, two transepts, six towers, and shows the early use of the pointed arch. We'll see as we get into the Renaissance that the Florentines considered one building from this time to be the perfect form. They believe the Romanesque baptistry of San Giovanni to have actually been from the idealized period of antiquity. Also from this period is the much-photographed site at Pisa, with its great basilica and baptistry, and of course the Great Tower.